USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The man accused in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta facing now five charges. 24-year-old Deion Patterson charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. He allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical facility, killing one woman and injuring four others. An Oklahoma hospital has the eye of the Biden administration.
The Department of Health and Human Services issued an ultimatum to a top-rated Catholic hospital network in Oklahoma, threatening to shut down their services to poor and vulnerable patients unless they remove the sanctuary candle from their chapel. Attorney Lori Windham of Beckett Law Office wrote a pre-litigation letter to HHS Secretary Javier Becerra explaining how the administration's threat violates the religious freedom rights of the Catholic hospital.
That's Tim Berg reporting. The bell is ringing on Wall Street with stocks lower as fears about the banking sector return. Shares in regional banks fell hard, with PacWest stock plummeting more than 50% and Western Alliance shares losing more than 35%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 286 points to 33,127. The S&P 500 fell by 21 points to 4061, and the NASDAQ dropped by 58 points to 11,966. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in his copyright infringement case. While on the stand, Sheeran said he would quit the business if he were found guilty, and today said he's happy he doesn't have to retire.
I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
Sheeran was accused of stealing components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On song for his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud. He told reporters after the verdict, "He's just a guy who loves writing music for people to enjoy." This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man convicted of a brutal 1986 murder was executed last night in Florida. Daryl Barwick was put to death by lethal injection after the U.S. Supreme Court denied his stay. Barwick's execution was the third in Florida in the last 3 months. Barwick stabbed Rebecca Wendt over three dozen times in an attack in Panama City. CEO pay in the U.S. is on the rise. The median pay for the 100 highest paid CEOs rose 7.7% last year to $22.3 million. This while workers' pay failed to keep up with inflation. Much of the CEO pay increase was thanks to huge stock awards. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026 and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Hurricanes tamed the Devils 5-1 in Raleigh. Meanwhile, the Golden Knights held off the Oilers 6-4 in Las Vegas. The puck drops tonight for the Panthers, looking to take a commanding 2-0 series lead against the Maple Leafs in Toronto. And Seattle hopes to do the same thing in Dallas against the Stars. Dave Collins, USA News.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Cobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.